We're in Simen Shin Pei Beis Sif Yutes, and we are completing the Simen Sif Yutes. Chotzer she Yisrael ve Yehudi dorim ba. You have a chotzer where a Jew and a non-Jew live there. Ubayis echot shel Yisrael etzel beis shel ze. And you have another house where a Jew lives. So how does it work? We have a chotzer with a Yisrael and a Yehudi living there, and another house that's not open to the chotzer, that's open to this bias, to the house where the Jew and the non-Jew live. Veina pasuach l'chotzer, and this other house does not have a pesach to the chotzer, the chalonos beineim, and there are windows between the two reshuyas. Eino yochol la'arav imo derech ha'chalon shebeineim. You're not allowed to make an eruv from one house to the other through the window in order to carry out into the chotzer. Meaning, let's make an eruv on that chotzer that I can only reach by going through your house. There's a real Pesach, then the halach is its mutter. Meaning, it's got to be that you have a real Pesach between them. V'yeshmi shomar, daf in Pesach pasuach b'neihem aser. Some say, even though there's a door between them, that's also aser. Not only a window, but even a door. What's the problem? The problem is, this Chazal don't want you to be lomed mimasav, to learn from the non-Jew, and we think that a Jew and a non-Jew are going to end up sharing an apartment al smach, that there's another Jew living in the chatzur. They don't want you to rely on that. Now, the question is, how far does this gzera go? The Rajba says, all it means is that if you didn't do schiris rishus, you couldn't carry there. But Mishnah Berurah brings that the mashmos of Tosfos is that you cannot do schiris rishus in such a case, as a gzera. And Mishnah Berurah brings the Gaon Yaakov, who relies on that. Further, Sifchaf, Chotzer she Yisrael v'eni Yehudi shruim bo. You have a chotzer where a Yisrael and a non-Jew are living there. Voyu chalonos psuchos mi-beis Yisrael zeh lo-beis Yisrael zeh. And there are windows between the two houses, between the two Jewish houses. Va'osu erev derech chalonos, and they make an erev through the windows. Afa b'shem mutarim. Lo hutzi mi-bayis t'bayis derech chalonos. Once they made an erev, you're allowed to carry out from one to the other through the chalon. Harehim asurim lohotsim mibayis labayis. The halachi is, it is also to take out from one house to the other derech psachim, mipnei eini Yehudi at sheyaskir. If you want to go take from one house to another, you need schiris rishus. So the halachi is that you would need schiris rishus, says the Ramah, and the same thing. This is all if he's taking it through by way of the chatzer. Says the Ramah, Hagos, Sfina sheyesh Yisraelim rabim, v'yesh lem batim yuchodim. You have a boat. There are many Jews and they have separate rooms. Tzrichim la'arav liskar. They have to do eruv chatzeris and they have to have schiris rishus. Mineini Yehudi bala sfina. They need schiris rishus from the non-Jew. Olav lio b'schara sfina, or to make up that it's included in the price that I'm paying when I take a ride on this boat. Now, you can only do schiris rishus before he divides the rooms, but once he gives out the rooms, they belong to them, he has no right over them, so making schiris rishus from him would not work. Unless you can actually keep everything and everybody into the rooms.